This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1887. The Holy Grail of Travel. By Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And we have other shows where we read articles to you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of our podcasts. But for now, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. The Holy Grail of Travel by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. When it comes to time, money, and travel, people fall into one of four categories. Backpackers, lots of time but a finite amount of money. Vacationers, enough money but not much time. Broke people, no money for travel and very little time. And financially independent travelers, all the time and money needed to travel comfortably. In my 20s, I fell into the first category, backpacker. I had plenty of time, but a decreasing amount of money and a nagging reality in the back of my mind reminding me that someday my traveling would end and I'd need to start working again. Today, my family is firmly in the second category. Vacationers. We're more of a sitcom family now. While I have a job with 4 weeks of vacation, a two-week getaway is about the maximum realistic break I can take. Without a drastic change in our housing and lifestyle, long-term travel is out of the picture for the time being. During my 14-month trip to Asia and South America in my 20s, I stayed in suboptimal $5 a night hostels and hotels. But I've had enough of that. When I retire for good by age 55, my wife and I want to be able to travel for long periods of time, stay in nice places, take comfortable tours, and maybe even fly first class on long flights. But comfortable travel is expensive, especially over the course of a few months on the road. So we'll need to have plenty of investments providing income when we retire to support our lifestyle. Hence, the investment income tracking you hear about every month on this blog. Ultimately, my wife and I are aiming to be financially independent travelers with the ability to travel wherever, whenever, for as long as we want, and at the comfort level and pace of our choice. That is the holy grail we seek. Backpackers. Backpackers come to mind when considering the first quadrant, but this category can also include people in a cheap RV or camper, adventurers like Appalachian trail hikers, or even some stationary expats. Free time is the most important factor when it comes to extended travel, because otherwise you're stuck with work or family commitments that cut short an excursion. Serious backpackers leave home and come back when the money runs out, or even more extreme, don't have a home. Depending on level of comfort, backpackers can travel for very little money for long periods of time. Economies of scale kick in the longer they're away. Cost per day decreases. The major downside for almost all backpackers is that someday it will come to an end, a heavy mental weight at the bottom of the rucksack. At some point, they'll need to get a job, start or resume a career, and switch lifestyles to become a vacationer. Vacationers. For the second category, think of your average American worker or anyone who's tied down by a busy schedule, career, self-owned business, or family commitments, and is not financially independent. Got a job with 2 to 4 weeks of vacation, a family, and a mortgage? This is probably you. Every year, you take a week off here and a week off there, and that's the extent of your annual travel time. A lot can be accomplished during a week-long vacation, but it's only a week, and it serves mostly as a way to recharge your internal batteries so that work is bearable when you return. Broke people. Maybe you're broke, living paycheck to paycheck or working a dead-end job with little or no paid vacation. You're in debt, you're struggling to get your career in gear, and you can't afford a plane ticket to get anywhere without a credit card. You're in category 3. If this is you, the truth is you shouldn't be vacationing too much, and you need to get your shit together first so that you can become a backpacker or vacationer. Or maybe you're from a place that hinders your ability to build enough wealth to travel. It's much more difficult for citizens of less wealthy countries to travel, like the bicycle owner I met in Myanmar on my trip. He needed to save for 5 to 10 years to get out of his country. There's a reason there aren't a billion Chinese and Indian tourists in Washington, D.C. every year. Most don't have enough time and money. If this is you, you need to work and save much harder than those in countries with stronger economies to make extended travel a reality. The Holy Grail of travel. Lastly, there's the financially independent travelers. Financial independence allows for travel for any period of time without the pressure to return and start or resume a career. An individual or retired couple in this category can stay in decent hotels, utilize airline and hotel points, and book comfortable tours around the world with the occasional splurge on a 5-star hotel. Much like backpacking, economies of scale apply for the financially independent because the longer the trip, the lower the costs. It makes more sense from a cost perspective to fly to another part of the world and stay for 2 months than to take a week-long cruise or a 10-day whirlwind tour of Hawaii. My wife and I often envision what our retirement will look like, and it's the holy grail of travel that we crave. But it's a long road ahead and not an easy achievement. Not only do we have to save and invest in preparation for this lifestyle, we're raising a family, which is always our priority. Our kids' health and education is most important, and you can't exactly travel the world and guarantee the kids will have the best health and education everywhere you go. Perhaps it could be done through homeschooling while on the road or at international schools, but the right decision for us and the vast majority of parents is to raise kids in a stable home. Our goal may not be for everyone. Some people don't even like to travel, and some financially independent people choose to do other things with their time. The point here is this. Think back to your most recent vacation or the best vacation you ever took. On the last day, were you ready to leave? Would you have stayed longer if time and money permitted? For us, the grand strategy continues to be to save and invest while our kids are growing into educated adults. When they are no longer 100% dependent on us, our time will come to freely travel the world again. Until then, we'll have to make the best of our 1-week trips to the beach every summer. I can live with that. You just listened to the post titled The Holy Grail of Travel by Craig Stevens of retirebeforedad.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Many people name extended travel as one of the main reasons they're pursuing financial independence. So I wanted to point out here that it is possible to experience this even before you reach financial independence by taking a mini retirement or sabbatical. I did this in 2017 when I took 2 months off of work to walk the Camino, which is a 500-mile trek across northern Spain. It took me 38 days to walk across an entire country, and it was an incredible life experience. I'm really glad that I didn't wait until reaching FI to do this. In fact, my goal to walk the Camino was a big motivator for me in my late 20s to get out of debt and clean up my finances. I'm a big fan of mini retirements and sabbaticals. Not only do they allow you to test drive what full retirement might look like, but it also can help you mentally disconnect your identity from your profession. Sabbaticals also help us test our assumptions on what we actually want in retirement. For example, I used to think I wanted to be a digital nomad, traveling the world with no home base. While I do enjoy traveling, the experience of the Camino showed me that I really enjoy having a place to come home to that feels like mine. So when I got back, I bought a house. I imagine it would have been pretty disorienting to work 10 more years towards this goal of being a nomad, only to discover it's not a good fit for me. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.